Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Candace Campos.
And I'm Lisa Bell. A lesson in responsibility has led to a 12-year-old boy in Ocala running his own business. His father wanted his son to be able to contribute to the family and stay out of trouble. So he put him to work buying his son a snow cone trailer.
That is pretty cool. Now you can find him slinging the frozen treats on weekends. And we are so happy to be joined with Dominic McDonald and his son Drayton from Ice Drayton. Bum, bum, bada, bum, bada, bum, bum. Am I embarrassing you yet, Drayton?
No.
That is awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about your backgrounds.
So when I used to stay with my mom, I used to come down here during the summer and I used to have nothing. We used to have nothing to do. And my dad he asked me one day, would I like to do a mini donut thing? I mean, a mini donut business or a snow cone business. And I said snow cone.
Right? It's so hot. I mean, you're here in the summer.
It's perfect. Who can say no to snow cones, right?
So, Dominic, why did you feel the need to, you know, ask your son if he wanted to start his own business? A lot of parents say like, oh, let's get you in sports or let's go to the beach or do something. Why did you decide that that was what you wanted to do?
So my day job was working at the Marion County Children's Alliance, and I was mentoring teenage boys. And one of the things that we realized that some of these teenage boys got in trouble because they had nothing to do. So they would go break in cars or they would do something because they just had idle time. So I didn't want my son to go down that path or in the juvenile detention center path. So I tried to give him something to do other than sports. So when the basketball season is over, he still has something to do. So created a business for him so he can save up and buy any of the things that he wants. Because if you know Drayton, he might want this, he might want that.
He has expensive taste.
So
he said you gave him two options, donuts or snow cones. Why did you decide to go down those routes?
Are those your favorite treats?
So right here in Ocala, Florida, one of the most participated events in the school system is donuts with dads, and you would see thousands of dads come eat breakfast or donuts with their daughters or their sons, and we won't see it again until next year. So I thought the donut idea would be a great thing to try to keep that going. I also realized that we live in Florida and it's heat, and that everybody would love snow cones, whether it was mother, dad, son, daughter. So the snow cones worked out better, and he liked snow cones more than donuts. So.
All right, so Drayton, like, what is your favorite part about running a business? You're 12 years old, mm-hmm. right? You're in seventh grade, you've got school, you like playing basketball, but what's your favorite thing about running your snow cone business?
That mostly I'm in charge and I don't have to like really ask somebody for help or anything like that. I basically know almost everything about it.
I love it.
So you like being the boss.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have a snow cone trailer. How does that work? Are you setting up shop on the weekends, special events?
Yes, ma'am.
Birthday parties, sporting events, and different places like that. Okay. Charity events.
And is it a lot of work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many flavors do you have on this snow cone trailer?
Around 25 to 30.
That's a lot.
So how long have you been doing this now? And tell us about like all the money you're making and what you're doing with all that.
Yes, ma'am. So we've been doing this since I was 9 years old. And I'm 12 now, turning 13 in December. And with the money, we're looking forward to buying a storefront, or another trailer.
Wow. What do you want to do?
Get another trailer.
Yeah,
get another trailer. Where's your favorite? Where's your favorite place to sell your snow cones at? Do you like going to sporting events, or you like more the party scene?
I like the football games the most, and I like the birthday parties, so I could get some of the treats later.
So you're 12, and when you have your trailer, I assume that means you have to hire your dad to transport said trailer to and from locations, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I have to imagine your business model is really going to take off when you get a driver's license.
Yes, ma'am.
And Dad, you're nodding your head yes. This has also been kind of like a second job for you.
Yes, but the pay for me is seeing him do something, and I can sit back and know that I created it. I put him in a position to win. That's something that our father or my father didn't do, but he's trying, you know. And one thing that my father did teach me and my stepfather taught me is to keep trying. So this is working out for him, and he's getting started early. You don't have to get 18 to get started with something like this or these life goals. You can start right now. Start teaching them early.
I love that.
And you like the idea, Drayton, of being your own business owner, being like that entrepreneur. You said you were good at math before we started taping. You think business, yes, you know, being a businessman is in your future, you feel?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So what are some of the challenges that you have been faced with as a business owner? I mean, we've had the pandemic. I had to imagine that you had to pivot when that happened and a lot of events were canceled. What has that been like for you navigating all of that and learning about all of that as a 12-year-old and at the time even younger, a 9-year-old?
We got through it, most of it.
We didn't really operate during the pandemic. Yeah. And then the cold weather here, we don't like to do snow cones in the cold weather. Yeah. You know, it's cold here probably 2 or 3 months out of the year. So
it's bad for
business. Navigate. Yeah.
I personally like having cold treats when it's cold because I feel like I don't have to rush to eat it. So, I mean, yes. That might be another kind of, you know, selling
right.
point there.
Long-lasting snow cone.
There you go. That's a good idea.
3 months of the year.
Yeah, once we get the storefront, we're going to be open all year.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So do you guys stay mainly in Marion County in the Ocala area, or you guys think about branching out a little further?
Well, we really want to go to Orlando. Mm-hmm. We've been in Jacksonville a few times. We've been in Gainesville a few times, Leesburg a few times.
And what's the reaction or the response been like from some of your friends, Drayton, when they hear about what you're doing and how you're making money mm-hmm. already?
They'll, like, one of my friends named Jaden and my fifth pair, she'll be like, I like that, Dre. I really do. Like, most of my teachers, they'll say I like that. And then most of my friends, they really like that.
And they want to work with
you. Yeah, and they want to work with me. Like, my friend Caleb, he asked to work with me the last weekend. But I told him we didn't do it. We forgot to do it. So I had to tell him we wasn't doing it that week.
Not yet, huh? Yeah. But you could have a couple of employees soon if you continue to branch out like this.
Yeah. And I love that you're inspiring other people to become entrepreneurs. They're seeing what you're doing and they're seeing your success.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've been getting some national recognition. You even got interviewed by NPR. How was that experience getting some? I mean, you know, Lisa and I are, you know, we're little fish, you know, in this big pond. But that was pretty cool. How was that experience?
It was good. I was really nervous.
Mm-hmm. You're playing it cool right now. Is that because we're smaller fish? We're not NPR, right? He's shaking his head no.
That equates to him going viral with his peers.
Uh-huh.
So he was famous the last couple of weeks now, let him tell it. And, you know, his principal gave him recognition at school and teachers. So he loved all of that.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
And Dominic, are you hearing from other parents, you know, or other people in the community saying, how can I get my child involved in doing something like this?
We know two separate parents have brought snow cone machines since that article.
Oh, no way. Now you have some competition.
Yeah.
You have to put the original ice drink, on the trailer. So if anybody wants to maybe hire you guys, Drayton, for a birthday party or something going on, how can they find you? How can they reach out to you? Let's start selling that business.
Are you on social media?
So we're on social media, Facebook, Ice Drayton, Instagram, Ice Drayton, and our number is 352-274-1260.
And that's Drayton, Dreyton.
And
yes, ma'am.
And how much are your snow cones?
It depends where we are. At like football games, it's like $5 to $3.
Okay.
Mostly $3 to $5.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite flavor?
Cotton candy. Dreamsicle. And that's how you say it? Yeah. Cotton candy and dreamsicle.
Now, with your trailer, do you let your customers customize and make their own flavor, or do you do that for them? How does that work?
They'll just tell me what flavor, and I'll make it for them.
Okay.
Yeah, customize it.
And what is the secret to having the best snow cone?
He can't tell you that, Lisa. She's going to open up another trailer. No, I'm just kidding. But what's your secret?
The texture of the ice and how it's made from us.
Oh, okay. Oh. I like that.
There's a certain grind.
Yeah,
that he has to do.
Gotta have the right ice.
I get that. Do you do a show when you like when you squirt the cool flavors and stuff? Does it come with a show as well? A little entertainment.
No.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we wish you the very best. And we can't wait to see Ice Drayton at a party near us soon,
or a storefront near us.
There
soon.
You go. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you too, Drayton.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guests, Dominic and Drayton McDonald. You can find their business on social media. Just search Ice Drayton, that's Dreyton, on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram, or Lisa Bell News 6 on Twitter. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. She's on Twitter. Just search at Candace News 6. And on Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, our post-production audio engineer, Chris Flora, and our director, Bob Myers. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.